Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu how a person can obtain the rare treasure of love of Godhead. And he gives altogether 64 items or practices which do help one in this regard. And one of the practices, and I think this is very relevant for you who live in this home, is expecting the Lord's mercy. See, as we go through our life, we are invariably confronted with life's mishappenings. It is going to happen to each one of us. We might get a disease, a burglary might be performed in our home or our car. We might fail an important exam, which is necessary for our future development. We might confront a divorce, which is painful for us. There are many things which we could call mishappenings. When we play soccer, we might be involved in a very evil foul. Someone might kick us in the leg at an inappropriate time and inappropriate place. Mishappenings are bound to happen. Even our highly developed mobile phone of Sachi Devi was suffering a disappearance day in an unexpected form. So these things are going to be happen in this life. Now, how should we as devotees respond to it in a mature way as to still invoke the mercy and the blessings of Lord Krishna, not become totally overwhelmed by these things which we consider a mishappening? With overwhelmed, I mean that we become so sad, so confused, so distraught is, I believe, an English word, that we suffer to a degree where we lose our enthusiasm, our strength, and where we even develop a sickness and a disease. How should we respond to this? Well, the way to respond to this is explained by Rupa Goswami. He quotes one verse which gives us three guidelines how to respond to mishappenings. I will sing this verse with your kind permission in the Sanskrit language and then give a translation and an interpretation. Tatenukampam susumikshamano bunyanaivatmakritam vipakam ritvakvapurbir vidatang namastu sajivita mukti pade sabdayaba. The verse says we should accept the mishappenings which are bound to happen in our lives as a result of our own doing. It's our own karma. That's the first instruction. The second instruction is, while we are suffering these mishappenings, we should engage our body, our mind and our words in glorifying Krishna. And the third element is, we should patiently wait for Lord Krishna's mercy. Someone who practices these three, you could say, spiritual techniques, is having a wonderful result His result is that he will obtain bhakti and liberation from this world. Let us briefly go through these three elements. First of all, accepting what is happening as our own, let me say, karma. This means to take responsibility for our misery and not point towards others. You did it, you did wrong, you did wrong. I would like to give you an example from the German culture. Every human being visits the bathroom a minimum of once a day, and when he, I want to express it in a very cultured way, when he is in the bathroom, he creates, let us say, the human pile. The human pile is a polite term for the bodily refuse, which is an end product of the process of digestion. He sits and... Now, if he now says, this is such an aggressive smell, how did this come about? He's a little bit unenlightened. He should understand this human pile is the result of his eating. He doesn't have to point at some people or the why is this so aggressive. It is because you ate and you digested. This is why this is happening. So whatever happens in our lives should be seen in the light of this. It is a reaction to what we have done ourselves, either in this life or in a previous life. The second point is that when we are experiencing mishappenings, we should continue to remain faithful worshippers of Lord Krishna. We should engage our body by bowing down, by rendering services. We should engage our words by speaking about Krishna or singing his glories. We should engage our mind by making plans how to engage in service of Lord Krishna. If we do this, we at least come to a position where we do not generate any further bad karma. Not by our body, not by our words, and not by our mind. We are, so to say, becoming free from the karmic circle, and we ensure that we are on the spiritual platform. Now, the next point is that we should understand that whatever is happening is also a sign of the mercy of the Lord. I would like to explain this very difficult point with a little illustration or a little story. Now, please remember... yes, once there was a king who had a minister. Whatever happened to the king or in life, the minister would comment, this is Krishna's mercy. Now, once the king cut himself into a finger and was bleeding profusely, he came running down to where his minister's office was to get some solace and showed him, I have cut my finger. The minister said, that is Krishna's mercy. The king was highly upset. How could he give such an inhuman, impolite answer? He expected words like, it's not so bad, the pain will disappear, and we can put some ointment on the finger. But here this rascal says, something which is so witty and so hurting. This is Krishna's mercy. Wait! For this you go into the prison. The minister very innocently bowed his head and said, this is Krishna's mercy. King was such a fool. He was so agitated that he went on a hunting expedition in order to vent his rage, to the poor animals. Now, as he was entering deeper and deeper into the forest, he came to the hideout of some bandits, some burglars, who captured him and brought him to the chief. And the chief was just wanting to have someone, a human being, for a human sacrifice, for slaughter. So they took him, they undressed him, they gave him a bath, they put fragrant oils all over his body, and then they brought him to the place which was smelling like old blood, a place where many victims had been cruelly slaughtered by the king of the bandits. Now, as the king raised his kacha, his sword, the blood circulation of the king increased, and the wound which had been bandaged broke open, and blood was coming out of the wound. You know, anxiety creates good circulation, an extra amount of circulation. The bandit saw, the chief of the bandits saw the blood and said, "You primitive man," addressing his men who had caught this king, "how could you bring a human being who's totally unqualified for this important sacrifice to Durga Devi? I told you over and over again, you can only take someone whose body is unharmed. He's cut." He became so angry, he just slapped the king and said, "Away, go, run away, out of my sight," thinking that this person would be killed by wild animals in the jungle. So he went into the king went into the jungle and somehow made it back to his palace. And the first thing he did was to request his men to release the minister. And he got the minister out and he said, "My dear, I was so upset. I went without any caution into the jungle to just do something with my anger. And they caught me," and he told everything. And the minister smiled and smiled. The king said, "Why do you smile again? This totally upsets me." "No, I'm smiling because it shows my point. This was Krishna's mercy that you cut your finger. Otherwise you would have been slaughtered. And it was also Krishna's mercy that you threw me into the dungeon, because otherwise you would have forced me to accompany you on your hunting expedition, and the thieves would have captured me and slaughtered me instead of you. This is how I said Krishna's mercy. It was two times Krishna's mercy." So this is an important point, that as we are going through our life, we are sometimes not understanding how mishappenings which happen to us are Krishna's mercy. Yes, it is Krishna's mercy in this way. Krishna sees here is your karma, which you would ordinarily have to suffer, and he gives you this karma as a token. Token means like a present. At a certain time, when it's time for you to receive a certain lesson. When do we get tokens? We get tokens usually at an appropriate time. Our birthday is one time. Sachi Devi's father and Yamunotri, I think you are approaching maybe your silver jubileum in the marriage, or you had already?
Silver has
golden. You are approaching this year the golden. I must think of a vice president. 50 years. Congratulations. I will be thinking of a present. Please let me finish the point. A present is given at a certain time, which is highly useful for us, and so on. So in the same way, Krishna gives our karmic reactions, which are anyways bound to happen, at a time which is like a present time, a token time, where we have to learn something from what is happening. I believe that Sachi Devi has already an answer why she lost her super technologically highly equipped cell phone, which could do a million functions, even climbing up a mountain on its own and doing such things. Maybe not that. Yes. But it could sing, it could ring, it could calculate, it could remember things, and so on. We should think in this way. This thought will bring us closer to Krishna. It will also prepare our minds to actually count on the blessings of our Lord. To see, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to bring Krishna into our lives. Even when we play soccer, we can understand. I'm running around with the strength which Krishna has given into my legs. Even if we do a complicated project in the university, like our Aruna, we can include Krishna. Please, my Lord, give me the intelligence to solve this and to remember you also. We can include Lord Krishna into our lives. Let us just wait till this is... Yes, maybe we disconnect. We were soon finished. Yes. The other way, like a T, yeah. T formation. Yes. So this understanding prepares us to expect the mercy of the Lord. You will see, when you train your mind to expect the mercy of the Lord, then the mercy will come. If you exclude the possibility that Krishna is merciful from your lives, you will not receive mercy. This is even mundane. There are experiments performed on this point in mundane psychology, that people who count on the Lord live a much more positive life, and somehow they seem to be protected. Because if you think of Krishna, Krishna thinks of you. Hare Krishna. Yeah? This is a spiritual law or spiritual rule which we should keep in our minds as we go through our lives. So I really wish, and I my heart extends to all of you, that yes, you will be blessed with Krishna consciousness, so that you will be able to walk through your life in following these guidelines of this verse, expecting the Lord's mercy at any time in your life, even in the face of mishappenings, which are, again, as I said, bound to happen. I have seen this many times in my own life. I had a very difficult surgical operation where the surgeons did something very bad. I mean, they were good people, but while they were performing the surgical operation, they must have been distracted and they cut one very important artery without knowing that they had done so. So they were closing the belly again. But I became more and more big. The belly became big. They attributed this to the development of gases, but it was not. It was blood. I was really in the process of losing a lot of blood, and I became like a pregnant lady every day, more. Then they finally, when the pain was just excruciating, and I was losing more and more my stamina, they decided to perform a second operation to look, to open again the wound, but they had to come from a different side. They opened it a different wound. So just before they did so, the surgeon touched the belly at a place and it was so painful, my whole body went in a cramp. I fell down from the table before I had gotten my anesthesia and fell right on the floor. And the first wound opened and all the blood came over. It was really very, very terrible, and I lost my consciousness. Please don't become worried, I'm still living. Yes, I did lose my consciousness. Rajmohan is thinking maybe he dies at this moment. No, I'm still here. So I remember when I went out of the out of consciousness without anesthesia, I prayed to the Lord, I do not know how this is your mercy, but it must be your mercy also. I'm getting, because what I understood is, see, according to my astrological chart, I should have been dead at that time, and I should have died at that time. That was my astrological chart, that I should die very young. But Krishna was so merciful to let me live and survive this. And this was actually what was supposed to be my death. It was highly traumatic, you know, all over the floor and screaming with pain and so on. But I survived it very easily. So Krishna's mercy came in this way to me. He used my karma, the hour of my death, gave it to me so that the karma was out of the way, and then helped me to live through this and come to this. So I really want to encourage all of you. Entering your home, I have seen, like all our, I have seen that sometimes you are worried. I have seen this. That is in the atmosphere. But there should be no worry. It is not necessary. Whatever is happening or has happened in terms of health, in terms of developments of our family, it is whatever mishappening, it was bound to happen. Please be very positive. You have, all of you are devotees. You are in spiritual life. You are wonderful persons. You render so much service in your life. You have gotten all a wonderful opportunity, and so on. Krishna is just now cleaning your karmic accounts so that there is no obstacles on your progress and your further advancement. And just keep on with your body, mind and words to serve him so nicely as you're doing, and you will see a wonderful result waits upon all of you. This is my firm conviction. But please go into, don't allow these worried thoughts. They are coming when we are not in full Krishna consciousness, when we are not properly connected, then these worries come. Like, you know, in South Africa they have these red ants who eat everything. Do we have them in South, I don't know, South Africa, but in Africa I've heard, in school, in biology I've learned. These red ants, no? White ants. When they come, they eat everything, wood and vegetables and termites. Yeah, like termites. They eat, yeah, ants. They eat everything. So these negative thoughts are like white ants. They enter us and they eat away our health, they eat away our composure, they make a Aruna, if you think before an examination, I will never make it, then these white ants can, you will not make it. But if you go, like I have gotten to know you, with full confidence and a happy Aruna smile, you will make it. You know, we should not allow these white ants to steal our enthusiasm and our Krishna consciousness. And so often we think such negative things, even when we are like Damodar, we think, oh, I'm underweight, oh no, how will I wrestle against this neighbor, he will put me on the floor, and it will not be good for me, and you know, we think these negative thoughts, and they are disturbing us and eat away our strength and so on. I had this experience. I was a little exhausted because the climate is different. So there was one evening where the devotees requested me to be on the main stage, and I was very exhausted. I had not chanted my round, so I sat behind the tent where nobody could find me, except for Revati and Devaki. They found me. You know Revati and Devaki? Small children. They said, oh, should they cheered me up. Yeah, and I was thinking, I'm so weak, if they have to carry me on the stage. And I noticed how these, and I will never able to address the crowd. Even before I said to Sachi Devi, I can't hold a crowd. It's not possible for me. Sachi Devi looked at me as if I'm in, not as if I'm in Maya, but she looked at me with this expression, come on, that's not true. I know differently about you. Remember? That was there. And I noticed these were just the white ants who were coming into my brain, and they make you exhausted. They make you exhausted. Brahm Shakti, you are now not 100% healthy in your joints, and so sometimes you will see these white ants come. Oh, will I ever become healthy? Or what is with me? And it's this thing which takes your health away. And you should think, well, I can sit, I can hear, I can chant, I can do seva. It's not so bad. I have a loving home where my parents are there, and my children are highly intelligent. It's all full with athletics and this prize and that prize, and so on. And should not allow these white ants. We must learn this discipline to send them away to the garbage where they can live. You know, they can live on the garbage pile. That's where they belong, the white ants. And we should be very confident in Krishna. This is my little message for this house. I hope I have. I'm always a little outspoken. Like you also, we are in the same clan, same family.
I'm sitting.
No, I mean this tendency to speak what is in our mind, what we see. That is very important. Because we are in the family, we should address things like in the family. I also wanted to say one thing before Yamunotri jumps up and goes into the kitchen. I am very, very honored to be part of your family. I was very moved when already when I came here in Durban, I was part of your kind arrangement. I was picked up by a chariot, which is practically as good as the sun god's chariot, and I'm eating like anything. I'm actually also gaining weight, which is good for me in my situation from Yamunotri's very experienced cooking. Now I'm in the home. It was a long, long cherished desire to come to this home. I really was looking forward very much to it. And I think this is very valuable. So you should also please consider me a family member. Be very informal with me, like a family member. And in this way, there is this gives us strength and courage if we have valuable relationships. It gives us strength and helps us through our day. Yes. Hare Krishna. So I thank you very much. Hare Bol. I'm sorry.
Any questions?
Well, you want to say something?
You were saying the white ants take what?
They take away our stamina, our strength.
Take everything.
Yes. Yes.
Stop that.
Yes.
And every year the Hare Krishna movement makes calendars. I haven't seen something other year, but this year I saw, I think from the 6th of April, fasting from morning till sunset. Now what do you mean by that?
It must have been Ram Navami or Lord Rama's appearance day. Well, it is like this. When we celebrate an appearance day of God, of the Lord, then we want to wait with our food intake out of the respect until He is actually appeared. And Lord Rama appears during the dusk. So we wait until that time and then only we eat. I think it's a little bit like, imagine you are, your wife is expectant and it is clear this day will be the day when a new child comes. We are naturally very joyful and excited and we are not feeling we should eat now. Let us wait until the auspicious moment has come.
But what I'm saying, it was not there on the calendar previously.
Then it was omitted. Then it was they are forgotten.
Do you blame the printer? Or
No, it was the people who omitted it, who did not do it.
Yes, time is running.
Time is running. Should we make a photo with everyone? Wouldn't that be nice for memory's sake? Yeah.
She's lightning, I said. She's lightning, I said. She's lightning.
I can take the picture.
No, then I can set the camera.
It's auto.
Ah, it's auto, yeah. So.